理课堂听 class.com。
Part 2 Chapter 1 The Indian Ocean. We now come to the second part of our journey under the sea. I realized that Captain Nemo was preparing for his death. There, none of the ocean's monsters could disturb the last sleep of the Nautilus crew.
Nor any man,
the captain had said. Even in his death, he refused to join human society. Conseil believed that Captain Nemo had simply become tired of the human world, unable to deal with the simple minds of human society. I, however, believe there was more to the character and story of Captain Nemo. From the 21st to the 23rd of January, the Nautilus sailed nearly 250 leagues in 24 hours, or 22 miles an hour. We often watched through the windows in the sitting room as fish followed the electric light of the submarine. On the 27th of January, we spent the day on the surface of the water. In the late afternoon, we began swimming in a sea of milk-like liquid. Conseil could not believe what he saw. It is called a milk sea, I explained, and is made up of a great number of tiny colorless worms, the width of a hair. These animals connect together for several leagues.
Several leagues?
Exclaimed Conseil. Several hours later, we were again in the clear waters of the ocean, having passed through the milk sea. Chapter 2 Captain Nemo's Offer. On the 28th of January, I went up to the platform and noticed a group of mountains about 2,000 feet high. I soon discovered that we were near an island off the coast of India. This island was famous for its pearls, deep under the nearby waters.
Would you like to see those beds of pearls?
The captain asked. Certainly, Captain.
We will see the beds of pearls, but we will not see men fishing for them, as the season for pearl fishing has not yet begun. But, Professor Aronnax, you are not afraid of sharks, correct?
Sharks! I exclaimed. I am not familiar with those types of fish, I responded. Trying to hide my fear.
We are familiar with them,
replied Captain Nemo,
and you will be soon as well. But we shall also have our weapons with us. So I will see you early tomorrow morning, sir.
Captain Nemo then left me. Some oyster shells have been found with over 100 pearls inside. These lovely wonders are produced when a grain of sand reaches the inside of the shell, and the pearl builds around that grain of sand year after year. The fishermen pull apart these shells to find the pearls inside. The oyster cannot survive in the open air, and usually dies after a few days. The pearls are priced depending on their size and color. Thinking about our sea adventure the next day, I was still quite worried about meeting sharks while in the sea, their own home. Conseil and Ned Land did not share my worries, however, and so I decided I must be brave. Chapter 3 10 Millions of Pearls. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was awoken by a crew member and told to prepare for the pearl hunt. I quickly dressed and went to the sitting room where Captain Nemo was waiting for me.
Professor Aronnax, are you ready to begin?
I am ready.
Then please follow me.
The captain took us to the boat where 5 other men were waiting with our diving suits and helmets. The pearl beds were rather close to land, the water was too shallow for the Nautilus to sail into. So we were to take the boat there, then dive into the pearl beds.
Here we are, Professor Aronesh,
said Captain Nemo.
You see that bay over there?
He asked, pointing in the distance.
In a month, those waters will be filled with pearl divers.
We soon arrived and put on our diving suits and helmets. Just before we were to dive into the bay, I asked the captain for the air gun I had used on the hunting trip.
Guns? What for? You will not need a gun. Here, this knife has a strong blade and will be much more useful for you.
We then dove into the water and were soon on the bottom of the ocean floor. At about 7 o'clock in the morning, we came to a cave where we found millions of pearl oysters. We were not allowed to examine these wonders, as the captain continued on his path, and we were to follow. After walking through that cave, we entered a deeper cave where the captain pointed to a gigantic oyster, almost 8 feet wide. I walked up to examine this wonder of the sea, and would estimate the oyster to weigh nearly 600 pounds. Captain Nemo then walked closer, put his knife between the two shells, so it would not close, and pulled out a pearl the size of a coconut. He then returned the prized pearl to the oyster shell where it would continue to grow. I estimated the value of that pearl to be nearly 500,000 pounds at least. I thought we would now return to the boat, but the captain gestured for us to hide behind a rock near him. He then pointed to something moving through the water nearby. I thought perhaps a shark was coming, but it was a man, an Indian fisherman, diving for pearls. His boat was above where he would place his findings before quickly diving back into the water for more oysters. We watched him for several minutes before we noticed a shark nearby. Suddenly, the man saw the shark, and I could see terror in his eyes. The shark swam towards him quickly, and the man was hit by the shark's tail and fell to the ocean floor. Then, the shark came back with his jaws open. Captain Nemo suddenly stood up with the knife in his hand and walked straight to the gigantic monster. He waited with calm confidence for the shark to come. The battle began, during which the captain threw his knife into the shark several times. The water was soon red with the blood of the shark. I wanted to help the captain, but my fear forced me to remain behind the rock where I was. It soon appeared that Captain Nemo was soon going to lose this battle. Suddenly, however, Ned Land jumped to rescue the captain, throwing his spear into the heart of the shark. Blood filled the water. Captain Nemo immediately went to the fisherman to carry him to his boat, hoping to wake him. I feared, however, that he had been killed after being hit by the shark's powerful tail. Happily, the man was soon awake, but looked confused and terrified when looking at the four of us in our sea suits and helmets. Captain Nemo then placed a purse of pearls in the man's hand, and we dove into the water to return to the Nautilus.